I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I must begin this sermon with a confession. I feel daunted by the task today, by the job of proclaiming the gospel within the context of readings, the liturgical occasion, the congregation present, and your various pastoral needs. All of that, by the way, is the purpose of a sermon. We gather here today for our principal service of worship, the Holy Eucharist, within the context of our nation's annual celebration of independence. I preach to you mere blocks from the seat of our government, founded on a separation of church and state. It's an interesting juxtaposition. But our church lies at the center of that juxtaposition. Established in 1794, with our present building's cornerstone being laid in 1806, this church has been here for nearly the whole history of the city of Washington, D.C. It has hosted presidents and cabinet members, has served as a lookout for Union soldiers, and has seen radical transformation of the Capitol Hill neighborhood. Through all of these changes, the church has stood strong. What a testament to God's sustaining power and to the centrality of faith in our own and our country's life. To be a Christian and an American is to be laden with blessings and responsibilities. As Christians, we believe God bestows on us freedom, power, and responsibility. Our ultimate freedom comes from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. His death on the cross, his suffering, and his descent to the dead made to God the offering we could not make, and they guaranteed for us reconciliation to God and hope for everlasting life. Through that act, we were promised the greatest freedom, which is freedom from sin. In our creation, we were given free will, the ability to function independently and to choose whether or not to acknowledge and accept God's grace. We can choose every day whether or not to fulfill his greatest commandments, to love God and to love our neighbors. God may have created us, but God also trusted us to chart our own paths in our lives. God gave us power. In the beginning, humankind was made to have dominion over every other living thing. We were the creatures endowed with power and blessed by God to be the caretakers of his handiwork. That is a tremendous amount of power. And along with it comes a tremendous amount of responsibility to the other creatures, to one another, and to God's creation itself. God gave us a responsibility to proclaim the gospel publicly, to talk about our belief in God and our faith in Jesus Christ. I think as Episcopalians, we have a duty to proclaim the centrality of love as a core of our belief, as our country and our world deepen their attachment to division and hatred. God gave us so much in our creation, but we have the responsibility to use that all for good. Freedom, power, and responsibility all come along with our identity as Americans, too. We live in a country that celebrates individualism and the ideal of freedom, but one that calls on cooperation and gives us responsibilities to protect its ideals. To be an American is to actively participate in our system and to do the work it takes to maintain it. Today's gospel reading contains two big ideas about Christianity: mission and evangelism. Jesus' ministry on earth was about bringing people into relationship with God through teaching, preaching, healing, and performing miracles. In the first part of this gospel story, Jesus is doing just that. He's in his hometown of Nazareth, and the people there are taking offense at his actions. Isn't he just that common boy born of Mary? To this, Jesus responds with that well-known line, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." The people of Nazareth don't expect to see this common boy from their town grow up to be such a gifted or otherworldly kind of person. It's unsettling, so they respond with anger and discomfort. The second part of the gospel is about evangelism. Jesus orders his disciples to go out two by two to teach and preach. He sends them to share the story of God's love to the world, to preach repentance, to proclaim the kingdom of God, and to offer healing. These two arms of Christian witness, mission and evangelism, are both central in a life of faith. And they're not reserved for Jesus and his disciples, but are part of all of our responsibilities as people of faith. Living out our faith requires sharing its story. It requires a willingness to talk about Jesus and about our belief in God. It also requires service and caring for the least among us. Christianity done well requires both mission and evangelism. I think being an American requires these things too. We cannot simply rest on the work of our forebears and expect our democracy to flourish for years to come. No, our system is fragile. It requires us to be active participants, to be knowledgeable, and to protect the system. What is our mission? It's to ensure that our democracy remains solid and true, that we elect those who have all of our best interests at heart, and that we care for all people living here. And what is our work of evangelism? It is to make sure that our neighbors and all fellow citizens are also able to participate in our system, to raise up and elect people who have the desire and the drive to represent us all, and to continue moving us towards a more perfect union that goes beyond party lines or affiliations. All of us out there are Americans, but we assembled here are all Christians, whether in the pews or in our houses or in the street. To fully live into both of those identities takes diligence and commitment. It requires us to sometimes shock people or to upset the status quo. It may require us to offer a prophetic voice when it would be easier to sit back and blend in. And it guarantees that sometimes we, like Jesus, will be without honor. As this weekend celebrating our nation's independence draws to a close, and we look to busy and contentious months ahead, it may feel like each of us individually doesn't have much power to make a difference. But the reality is that our freedom and our responsibility, given to us by God and enshrined in our Constitution as rights for Americans, they give us that power. Thanks be to God.